parents, but as church people, understand that they're little ones. Did you hear the song? Who can tell me what the song is about? Forgiveness, right? One time, over and over and over again. I'm going to be honest with you. I failed at that at times. I've forgiven a couple of times, but over and over and over again. And that's a good reminder, not just as a pastor, but you have to understand as a parent, it's a good reminder for us. And you don't have to be a parent, but understand that these young people are watching. And if we expect them to forgive over and over and over again, like they sang in that song, they're watching us. Are we forgiving over and over and over again? And you say, Pastor, why is that important? Because the home is actually the school of learning. You don't have to tell them to sit down and watch you. They watch you because they love you. And they're going to repeat and do and say what they see done and said. So I want to help us today to teach our children wisdom. Not to pass down wounds to our children, but to pass down wisdom. Proverbs 22:6 says this, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not what? Depart. There are things in our life or in our childhood that happened to us that we wish never happened. Some of us experienced certain things in our families that hurt us. There are others that learned lessons the hard way. If you're like me, a knucklehead, amen. You learn things the hard way. There are mistakes that even parents made that you don't want to probably pass on to your child. There are decisions that you probably made by yourself. And here's the thing. There are some relationships down the road that, or in our life, that wounded us. And you say, Pastor, why is that important? Because those are experiences we probably don't want our children to experience. Yeah. There's some things that you just don't want your kids to go through, that you went through. And the thing about it is, what are we going to do with what happened to us? What are we going to do with that? It's not that I'm trying to create a victim attitude, and I'm not trying to bring that out of you. I just want it to be real. I want you to be sober-minded right now. And I want you to think about this, because we can become bitter of our past. We can become bitter. We can become defined by it if we let it. We can spend the rest of our life talking about it. Or we can teach our kids we learned from it. We gave it to God. And we can use what happened to us to make our children wiser. The reason I'm saying that is because there's a difference between passing down what happened to you and telling them everything, or you pass down wisdom that you learned and sharing with them at an appropriate age, appropriate time, appropriate relationship, what you learned from that wound. I'm not trying to make children carry those wounds that you have and I have for the rest of their lives. But I am saying this. We need to have some wisdom, because the Bible doesn't say tell them everything. Tell the child everything. What does it say? Train. Train up a child. That's going to take some nurturing. That's going to take some patience and wisdom on our part, some understanding. Should I tell this child this about my family member? Should I tell this child about what happened to me when I was this age? If it's age appropriate and there's a lesson that you learn from that wound, then share it. But don't tell them everything to the point that they get to the point that they trust nobody. That's toxic. Don't teach them things that they're going to become bitter against a family member of your family. Why would you put that on them? What? But it's not a person of trust. Hold on. Teach them the lessons learned teach them to look at the behavior. Teach them to look at the things that are wrong. Don't teach them to carry the sin in the womb of that person. Because even though you don't like that person, or I don't like that person, that's not the point. One day, we won't be here. How will these kids, how will our children, how will the next generation continue living? With wisdom or with wounds? Follow me? Don't create something toxic. They're still family. As much as we probably don't like or get along with certain. The point is, you don't teach them to hate family. Or you don't teach them to be skeptical of everyone. And you don't tell them everything. You train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not what? Depart from it. Teach them how to handle certain behaviors that are toxic. Teach them what is wrong and what is right. Don't teach them to hate the person. Follow me? Because guess what? That's not the only person that does wrong. There's going to be other people in their workplace that do wrong. There's going to be other people in their life that does wrong, right? Other people in their life that do wrong. And that's what we need to understand. Proverbs 22, again, 6, is not telling us, hey, have your children repeat the experience that you experienced. Or it's not telling us, hey, teach your kid how to carry the pain you carry. How about teach them the wisdom that you received? It says, train up a child in the way he should go, because parenting is not just simply transferring information. Parenting is actually transferring wisdom in the way. If you're with me, say amen. Here's the first point I'd like to share with you. Train your children with truth. Train your children with truth. The first responsibility that you and I as a parent isn't to make our child happy. The first responsibility that you and I as a parent have is not to make our children popular. The first responsibility that you and I as a parent have is not necessarily just to make them successful or prosperous. It's to train up the right way. Train up a child in the way he should go. It's to train up our children in the right way. How to do things the right way. And I'm going to tell you that this is good too, but I'm not in that verse yet. Children, when they're born, they don't recognize manipulation. Right? The same way I'm old. I'm 46, okay? I still sometimes struggle with that. I mean, things that are obvious. But because, you know, you get into the Bible, you have certain insights, certain patterns of behavior, right? You see it. The Bible tells you, right? This morning we shared something like that in the 9:15 hour. But kids don't grow up knowing that and seeing the signs of manipulation. They don't understand that. They don't, they're not born with, hey, this is how you handle conflict. Some of us still don't know how to. And we're adults. And we've been at this for quite some time. I want you to understand that a child is important to recognize these things. They don't know how to forget. They're not born knowing how to, and I'm very big on this because of sin, but they don't know how to establish appropriate boundaries. We're not born. Even some adults who struggle with that. Well, they're family, right? We have the same DNA. So, I'm not going to expose my kid to that pain. I don't care. Okay. The reality is our kids don't know that. That's why God gave us children, parents. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. If you're still with me, say amen. And these words, what words?
What words? This is Deuteronomy. It's the book of the
law, right? The Bible. Right? Duo, right? Duo means twice. He's giving the law twice, right?
Deuteronomy.
This is what it is. The words. What words? The words of the law. The words that God gave the children of Israel, his children that just exited out of Egypt. But they're a little bit more advanced now. They heard it once from Moses, the Ten Commandments. Now they're listening to it again. which I command thee this day, shall be in what? Parents, where should the word of God be? Parents, what is the key to training your children with the truth? Know the truth. Don't just read about the truth. Don't just memorize the truth. Know the truth. Live in the truth. Man, if I want my children to learn to forgive, I should forgive people. Because they're watching me whether or not I forgive people. Be in the truth. That's what the Bible's saying. In these words, which I've commanded thee, this day shall be in thy... Continue. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them. But what does it have to be first? It has to be in our what? To be able to what? Teach. To train our children, it has to be in us. Because all we're going to do is live by that example. Our children are always watching. If you're a compromiser, they're going to learn how to what? Yeah. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest. I'm sorry. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them of what? The words of God, the commandments of God, when thou sittest in thine house. How many of you sit in your home? Raise your hand. I'm just trying to see if I live with real people here. Yeah? Some of you sit? Okay. So guess what? You should be talking about what? When you're on your phone. When you're sitting. What should you be doing? Yeah. Okay, let's say you're on your phone. You're watching. You're scrolling something. You know, oh, this case is going on. You heard about the mama? Sorry, I'm not trying to promote it. But that's difficult for me to understand how a parent could go through that. Obviously, there's real serious problems there, right? Mental issues, yes. I guess the medical institutions failed, I guess. I don't really know too much details on that, but that case, I get it, man. They're going to say they have the evidence you did it, but me, it's like, I'm not going to give my opinion because this is going to go online, but I'm not so sure that it's going to entirely their fault. Right? I think people failed her along the way. I will say this, her kids no longer live, right? I'm saying that because something like that could come across your feed. Is that age appropriate depending on your child? If it's a child, probably not, but maybe like a teenager, an adult. Hey, there's some people that are struggling in life that we might not understand. Hey, this is real. Can I tell you what the answer for that is? God. Why can't we say that? Why can't we say that? Oh, well, I don't see how God applies to this. Yeah, because it's not in you. You know what's in you? The world. You know what's in me? Music. You know what's in you? The lifestyle of the world. Not God. Not the word of God. Because it says, thou shalt teach them diligently. When? When it's in thine heart. And thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. I have little ones that ask me, Dad, why do we need trees? Well, first of all, I tell them, well, this is the design that God gave us. He put trees there, and they produce oxygen. But just understand, God's the creator of those trees. Then it was. He said, well, what does it have to do with why we need trees? Because God says so, first of all. He designed it that way. But second of all, there's a purpose for it, so we can breathe oxygen. Can you live without oxygen? Man. It's important to have trees. Make the Bible real. But the reason we can't sometimes... And I'm not saying include God in everything, but I'm just saying, like, they need to know you're a godly parent. Not a worldly parent. Not a parent that knows about what's the new trends or what's the new lifestyle or what's going on in the music realm or what's going on in the entertainment realm. Or that's not even real. That's fake. They're called actors. But look at their life. That's real. Look at their marriages. That's real. We're looking for the fame. That's exhausting. You're like a fishbowl in a bowl. That's what you want.
You don't even realize it.
Everybody's going to criticize you.
Because you want popularity
and fame? That's what you're trying to raise. That's not what God raised us for. Amen? That's not why God gave us children. I want you to know that the training begins in the heart of the parent. I cannot consistently train our children in the truth if we refuse to speak the truth. We want our children to love God, but how can we teach them how to love God if we don't demonstrate, I love you, God. Because I love you, God, I'm not going to look at that. Because I love you, God, I'm going to treat this person this way. Because I love you, God, they don't see that. If we want our children to tell the truth, again,
we need to tell the truth.
If we want our children to forgive, we need to be willing to forgive. They need to see us forgive, right? If we want our children, this is important, to handle life's issues, because even adults have problems with this. And I've learned it a lot of these 11 years, we're going to be 11 years. Adults sometimes don't even know how to deal with their own issues. We are so-called Christians. We so-called believe the Bible. We so-called believe Jesus. We believe God. And I'm not saying you don't, but man, we're not doing our part. Teach them how to deal with conflicts in their lives and issues in their lives the biblical way. Yeah. You say, Pastor, how? By dealing with issues in your life the biblical way. Oh, you don't understand. I got to do this. I have to do that. No, it's not what the Bible says. Read what the Bible says. Read what it says. Parents, your children are watching. You know, your children are watching when you talk about people. Your children are watching when you respond when you're hurt. Your children are watching when you respond when somebody disappoints. Your children are watching how you handle your money. Your children are watching how you handle authority. Your children are watching how you handle church. Your children are watching how you treat your spouse. They're watching how you respond when you don't get your way. We don't have that. We can point out a quick spoiled brat, right? But we can't really point out a spoiled adult. Yeah, it's the same pattern. This is a little bit more sophisticated now because we pay bills. Come on now.
We're training them.
Even when we're not teaching them, we're training them. That's why it's called training. Second point, teach your children from what you have learned. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and will what?
Increase
in learning. I want my children to be wise. I want them not to grow up to be wise children. I want them to be wise men and women in society. And you know how they will increase? When they hear. Teach them how to hear. A man of understanding shall attain unto what? Wise counsels. Teach them that. Do you listen to wise counsel? Do you practice listening to wise counsel? I'm not saying the pastor. I get that. But that's a good start for some. If you have a good pastor, a good church. If you don't, well, go find one. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
One of the greatest things that parents can give a child is not just an answer. It's called wisdom. What does the Bible say? I'm going to apply that to my life. That's wisdom. Some of the lessons our children can learn is through watching them. I mean, watching us. But here's the thing. Why do our children need to learn the hard way? Do they? Yes or no? Do they need to learn the hard way? Yes or no? You already been through life. Why do they need to learn through the hard way? You already did it for them. Right? So, no, they don't need to learn the hard way. They need to learn the right way. Train up a child in the way. You need to train them in the right way, not the hard way. You can do whatever you want, honey. Oh, you want to go to church? Oh, you don't want to be a part of the church? Oh, you don't want to go to Sunday school? And we have people like Miss Carla that's been in ministry with Brother Chuck for over 40 years or give or take. Give or take. Sorry, I mean 20 years. 20 years. But you're talking about people with wisdom that have been there and done that. And sometimes Well, you want to be financially postured? They're already there. You don't even realize it because you're more focused on, I don't know what, out there. And God has given you godly people to surround yourself with and godly people that are teaching your Sunday school class. That I promise you, the world wants the result. The world wants doctors. The world wants business owners. The world wants hard workers. The world wants the product, the byproduct, but they don't want to put in the work. They don't want to put in the training. And the route that you and I need to understand is that our kids do not need to go through the hard training of learning the hard way. They have a mom and a dad that can teach them and train them in the way they should go. Hey, when I speak, you need to listen. Hey, if there's somebody that's investing in your life, a godly person, you should listen. Let me see how that looks like. Sometimes they're going to correct your thinking, and you're going to think you're right, but is there a possibility you're not? Teach them the right way. Amen? Don't teach them to, oh, you got to get in the way. Ooh, you know what? Throw the chair at that teacher next time. I mean, like, what kind of world are we living in? Public school? I mean, it's crazy, right? I feel bad for those teachers. Amen. I feel bad for those teachers. They're wondering, man, right now Houston's having a mass exodus of school teachers. I'm not kind of laughing. But anyways, I am. I'm sorry. But a mass exodus of school teachers because they do not want to teach these bad kids. By the way, that the parents, whose responsibility is to train them up in the way they should go, they should teach the children. When you're in school, you listen. When your authority is there, you pay attention. Not, hey, did they make you feel bad? Let me know, I'm calling the school. What are you doing? Calm down. Life is tough. Amen? Yeah. Don't let them learn the hard way when they go to the real world. Where was it? Eat them up, chew them up, and spit them out. Right. And then you're going to be wondering, why? Well, we have a bunch of professional people here, a bunch of people that are advanced, that have been there and done that, and you're wondering why. Because we didn't teach them to hear. We didn't teach them to learn. We're teaching them, oh, learn the hard way. No. That's not the right way. That's not the way that God wants us to teach them. Give them wisdom. Give them wisdom. If you went through a hard time, give them wisdom about the story. Amen? Hey, I messed up because I didn't pay attention. I didn't listen. That's what happened to me. 7 years of rebellion, I didn't listen to God. And I paid a price. Give them the wisdom. Don't do what I did, amen? Teach them why. Don't do what I did. It's not just enough. Teach them why. Amen? Well, if you make bad decisions, you're going to have what? Bad results. Bad consequences. That's just it. You reap what you sow. It's in the Bible. Yeah. We don't have to hide every lesson from our children, but we also don't have to dump our wounds, right, on our children. There's a difference between let me tell you what happened to me so you can learn something from it, and then let me tell you what happened to me so you can hate the person that hurt me. What are you doing? Amen? Are we here or not? Yeah, we're good. That was my problem. I hated the person that hurt me, that hurt my mama. And I'm not saying it's her fault, okay? Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Okay? This was me not asking my mama. My mama probably would have steered me different and said, baby, don't worry about it. God has a purpose for your life. But I didn't. I didn't. So I'm not going to blame anybody or put a crutch. No. I made that wrong choice and got bitter at my dad. But here's the thing, parents, I want you to understand. The first thing that you and I are to do is not to hate a person, it's to train our children. The second is to become that person that transferred the wisdom. I don't want to produce bitterness in my child. I want to produce wisdom. Does that make sense? Psalm 78, verses 5 through 7. For he established a testimony in who? Jacob, which is another name for him, is what? The saved version, the better version, the improved version, what's his name? Israel, right? Israel. And appointed a law in Israel, amen, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their who? What is the commandment? What is the decree? What is God commanding? commanded our fathers to their
children.
To make what known? Another word for testimonies is the law. Another word for the law is the word of God, is the precepts. Amen? Yes, they have different definitions and the application, but it's still God's word, okay? In other words, God is intending from one generation to teach the next generation. That's what he's saying here. You say, why, Pastor? So they know who God is. How do you know who God is? If you get to know the what? The word. The testimony. How can you know God and say you know God and you don't know the word? I don't mean you know the Bible back in front, okay? I mean, there are some people out there that, hey, they know the Bible. They can quote you the whole book of Revelation without a miss, without a step. There's some people that can quote you some of the entire New Testament that I've met. I was like, what in the world? It's amazing. I mean, but do you know the Word of God? And it's not just because you need to have the knowledge, but here's the thing. Do you know
the Word of God enough so
you can know who God is? Who is God?
See,
God is saying, hey, Jacob's testimony is the standard here. He's saying Jacob's testimony in this passage is going to become the instruction. What is that? The law. Okay? Third point. Teach your children what to do. I'm sorry. What point am I in?
You
didn't
read first.
No.
You didn't do the second.
I didn't? Oh, do Psalm 70. Oh, yeah. What are you doing? Do Psalm 70. He's listening. That's what he's doing. Let the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Thank you for listening, bro. Pastor needs to get with it. Next verse. That they might set their hope in who?
God.
And not forget the works of who?
God.
But keep his what?
Amen.
I already spoke about that. All right. Third point.
Amen.
Sorry about that, man. I'm glad you're listening, Brother Benjamin. You got it. That's right, brother. Teach your children what to do with hurt. How many of you have been hurt? How many of you have been hurt by a family member? How many of you have been hurt by your enemy? How many of you have been hurt by a friend? How many of you have been hurt by someone you love? What do you do with that? Well, guess what? What you do with that is teaching those kids what to do with that. Teach your children what to do with hurt. The Bible says in Romans 12:21, be not overcome of what?
Evil.
Evil is another way of saying with the intent to hurt. Okay? Don't be overcome by someone's intent to hurt you or their cruel intentions. Don't be overcome by that. To the point that now you want to become evil, right? But overcome evil with what?
Good.
Now overcome that feeling of wanting to hurt them back with good.
How's it good?
Set healthy boundaries. Hey, I love you. Just put it this way. It's best for you to be distant. I forgave you because I need to be right with God. I don't need to be better. But I promise you, this is an act of love. You have no longer access to my life or my family's life because of what you try to be intentional to hurt me. Because of that, I'm not going to react the way I really want to react. I don't want to be that tool that God uses as the wrath of God. It's his vengeance, not mine. I want to make sure I'm right with God. As much as this hurts and as much as it's going to affect my family and me, and I'm going to set a healthy boundary. That's good. That's not bad. And now, you can do it the way you want to, okay? You don't have to do exactly what I'm saying. I'm just trying to tell you, as you grow, you want to teach your children wisdom. What to do with the hurt. Not to react not to respond, not to retaliate. Amen. There's an extremely important thing that we need to understand, that some of our children, they will experience hurt. You can't protect them. You can't protect them from every disappointment. You can't protect them from every person that mistreats them. My wife has to remind me that. Amen. I think Ezra is an angel. Well, no, I know better than that. He's not an angel. Elena is an angel. Amen. And the thing about it is, she can do no wrong in my eyes. And I love her. And then when I see her doing something, I'm like, man, my eyes must be lying to me. Amen. It's like almost like denial. Amen. Deniability. Amen. Pray for me. I know. Pray for me. But here's the thing. There are times that I've caught things happen specifically to my children that I just take a step back. Now, I would tell you, Shante, as a parent, y'all understand this. Amen. Something wants to come out. Amen. I don't know what it is, but it just draws it out of me. And I have to, like, suppress that thing. And the only way I can suppress that thing is based off of what I read that morning, and it just so happens to deal with whatever I see and I have to deal with. You understand, right? When you read the Bible, it just so happens, I don't know, man. God has a sense of humor. You read this. All right, let's see if you apply it, and then there's your opportunity. I'm not saying I pass. Many times I fail. My wife has to run, babe, you can't protect her. She's going to have to learn to do the right thing. How is she going to respond? But I'm like, girl, I was made to protect her. But my wife understands this truth that I won't be there every single hour of the day. I understand that about my son. She doesn't. Amen. She won't be there every single minute and second of the day for her little boy. Amen. But here's the thing, right? Here's the truth. We can't control every relationship that they will ever be in. Man, that's tough. I'm trying to kill that right now. I really am. And then I have Haley. I have Zeke. I have, what's her name? Harmony. Hannah. Keep going. Elena and Ezra. Man. And the best thing, you know what I could do, Ms. Lily? Prepare them. That's the best thing I can do. And here's the thing. Teach them what to do with hurt. That's the best thing I can do. Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. You want to jump to the next one? It's okay, because you're trying to let me know a point. And be ye kind. Oh, man, what do you do when somebody hurts you? Does it say be nice? Remember I tried to explain what the difference between nice and kind? Nice is if somebody tries to portray themselves to be your friend, but they don't tell you the truth because they don't want to offend you. They don't want to hurt your feelings. Kind is different. Kind is because somebody loves you and is truly your friend. They're going to tell you the truth regardless of your emotions or whether they hurt you or not. Again, something kind that you can do is, Pastor, your breath stinks. Guess what? That's being kind. Because you love your pastor, you're like, you need to get a mint or a gum. Here you go, Pastor. We're kind to you. We love you. Someone nice is somebody that's allowing me, with my dragging breath, to just talk to you and go, oh, really, sister? Really, brother? Oh, no, I can't believe that. And I use all the H, you know, words and you know, not bad words, but I'm like, oh, why? Or how? Really? And then you're just there taking it. Because you don't want to offend me. You just want to be nice. You say, Pastor, that's being rude. No. Be ye kind. I need you to be kind, because imagine how many people are running off church, amen, if that's the case. Right? Be ye kind one to another. That's just somebody that truly loves you is going to tell you the truth, regardless if you get offended or not. But if you don't have a friend like that, the other kind is not worth it. They're going to see you, be nice to you on your way to the demise. Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, had what? Forgiven you. Parents, don't just teach your children. Stay away from bad people. Teach them how to recognize bad what? Behavior. Jesus died for those bad people. But I don't want my kids to get hurt by the bad behavior of people. Follow me? Don't just say, you can't trust anybody. You know, in the hood, and you can't trust anybody. Teach them the difference between this is the truth and this is discerning, right? Discernment is what's right from wrong. Teach them that. Amen? Because what happens when you end up getting out of the hood? You're not going to trust anybody? You have to grow up. You have to grow up in a civilized world, okay? It's not chaotic anymore. You're out of that environment, right? Okay, I'll say amen. Amen, Pastor. Teach them. Don't teach them, hey, everybody will hurt you in life. Don't teach them that. Teach them, you know what? If you're hurt, what's going to happen is you're going to feel a certain way, but remember this, God will never leave you. And he hasn't, folks. And he doesn't have to. Teach them that God says, vengeance is mine, right? I will repay, saith the Lord. Don't teach them never to forgive. Why would you do that? Why would you pass on your wounds to them? Teach them, hey, you know what? Be ye kind. You don't forgive people because they deserve forgiveness. The same way you and I don't deserve forgiveness. You give them forgiveness because it's the right thing to do. Train up a child in the way. That's the right way. Fourth point. I have so many points, but I'm just running through it because I have time. It's 12:10. Don't make your child carry your what? Conflict. It says, Ephesians 6:4, ye fathers, provoke not your children to what? To wrath. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the what?
Lord.
Of the Lord. Here's the danger with us trying to tell our children the truth before it's age appropriate or before they understand. I didn't understand this. And it's not that my wife hates when I do this, and I love you, babe, but please be peaceful. I want to eat when I get home. Amen? But my wife grew up in a functional home, right? In an environment that probably was poverty too. They ate steak every day. man, I have to throw that in there because I'm like, what? Eating steak? That's not poor. But anyways, you know, it was tough. Just like anybody else, they had to work. The parents had to work. They had to provide for not one or two, just 12 plus children. And, you know, they did that. I grew up in a very dysfunctional setting. No accountability, no parent in the home present. Mom was there, but she was doing what she had to do, okay? She and I don't realize this sometimes. I didn't grow up in a home where, you know, and even if she grew up with a home that was functional. But there was, like, no type of, like, structure, Brother Tyler. You follow me? And I get it. Some of you grow up with both parents, and sometimes there's no structure. I get that. I do. I get that. But I think sometimes it gets lost. It gets lost in the translation of things and of life when, well, this is where I was going with this. Yeah. Where I don't know what's an appropriate age to talk about certain things. I'm telling you. Remember when I grew up around? There was no appropriateness. I know it's hard for some of you. I get it, man. But if my wife were ever in like my environment as a child, and you were like exposed to it, you're like, whoa. You become numb to it. And those are the things that the Word of God changes in you, right? That's why the renewing of your mind is very important. But man, sometimes she has to remind me and say, hey, babe, that's probably not age appropriate. It's not something that you should talk to them about because they can't understand that. They need to understand the basics. And I do appreciate when she does that because there are some times where I would say things, and I'm not trying to be like dirty or anything, but forgiveness was a big issue with me. I would tell her straight up, the hood thing, man, hey, don't trust nobody, man. Nah. You want to survive? Don't trust anybody. And my wife's like, what? No, you don't, why are you telling our kids don't trust anybody? But I didn't know. Follow me, I read the Bible. I mean, I understand forgiveness. I understand trust the Lord. I said, but trust Jesus, that's it. Because the environment I grew up, it was so violent and crime infested that you don't want to trust anybody. You just don't. Okay? People that surround you? No. And it's that mindset that I bring to our home, there's plus to it. It's not just negative, but I'm the type that I can't stop. I have to go. Because if I stop, especially there in the hood, we either die, get jumped, or end up in the hospital. If you can't stop. Man, I need to invite y'all so y'all can see it, okay? Not so I can scare y'all. But so I can see what I'm talking about. Maybe some of you have an understanding. But you wouldn't know this unless you were around it. From very young age to 21. So imagine, just imagine, when I would bring people from, like, the church. There were missionaries. Poor missionaries, amen. And some of them had stories, too, because they dealt with cartels. But, you know, they're coming from Mexico, but these are white missionaries. Amen. Praise the Lord, from Ohio. They didn't know what homelessness was. And, you know, I bring them there, kind of like my wife. First time, you know, crackhead Joe came out. And, no, we're driving down there, and she sees it. You remember that video? And I'm like, what? I'm like, no, he's just trying to wash my windshield, you know. But I didn't understand where she was coming from. I thought that's just normal. Everybody has homeless people, amen? Living underneath the highway. No? People out there, they have nice, beautiful pastures. They're actually green. They have water, and they have steak and cattle. I didn't know that. It's just two different things. Why is that important? Here's the reason. Sorry, I'm going somewhere. I would sometimes get my children upset because I couldn't connect and understand that as a father, my changing needed change. What I was doing is passing on things in their life that they didn't need. They don't need to be skeptical about everybody. They just need to learn the bad behavior. I just didn't understand that. I thought, no, you just don't trust anybody. No, you have to trust people, right? And you have to understand, have discernment, who to trust. How do you go about it? That's called wisdom. My whole goal here today was this. We need to teach our children what to do with that hurt. Don't pass on that toxicity. I was doing that. And I'm okay to say it because I love my children. I didn't realize it until I married my wife that there's a better way of doing things. And then, you know, when I really figured it out, when my father-in-law says, what does the Bible say? I'm like, oh. I know what it says, Dad. You know, I call him Dad. But he's like, okay. And then I have to go and read it. But that helped me so much because it shaped and molded my mind differently. And now I had a purpose. I was a father. Did I really want to get my children upset with me? How did you get them upset? I would get mad when they didn't obey right away. Or I would get mad when they would just trust anybody and go, I'm like, man, you don't know that guy or that woman. Yeah, but they go to church. Or it's my family member. I'm like, oh. It would create unnecessary situations in my life that I started realizing the Bible teaches us better. You know what? There's a better way of doing it. Train them up. What do you mean, Pastor? Teach them instead of the person's bad, teach them what bad behavior looks like. Because why in the world would I pass on my hurt and my pain? They don't know this kind of life. I'm raising them to live a different life. Why would I want them to go back into the cycle that I came from? If I broke it, we're going to avoid it. We're going to move with wisdom so that way their generation and their children don't even know about it. Like, it's not necessarily far from them in knowledge, but it's far from them in experience. They don't have to experience it the hard way. Bow your head, close your eyes. I hope it helped. What will you pass down to your children? Every parent, believe it or not, is passing something down. The question isn't, will I influence my children? Hey, you say, Pastor, I don't have any children. No, 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 no. You have a very, very, very big, important part in this, in our church. We have people here that might not have children, but they have so much influence in our children's lives. So this applies to you as well as it does to parents. Here's the question I guess you could ask. What will I pass down? As the piano plays, I was passing down my mistrust. I guess if that's the way to say it. I was passing down my skepticism. I was passing down my suspicion of people. And I was doing something wrong. I was labeling everybody as suspects. And can I tell you, that's wrong. That is the wrong way to look at it. Will I pass down my anger? Sir, you need to ask. Will I pass down my bitterness? Will I pass down my fears? Ma'am, what about my unresolved conflicts? My distrust? What about, will I pass down my unhealthy patterns? This is why it's so important for us not to live in sin. Amen? It's so important. You don't ever want to pass that down to your children. Why not ask, will I pass down my faith? Will I pass down my God to my children? My wisdom? Will I pass down discernment? Forgiveness? What about, will I pass down character, integrity, dignity? What about, can I pass down faithfulness or the word of God? You know what's God's design, folks? It's very simple. It's for one generation to train the next generation. It's that simple. Psalm 145:4 says, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. That's God's design. That one generation trains the next. Pastor, why? Well, so when they look at our past, they don't simply say, you know what? I don't want my children to experience what I experienced. That's how we break that cycle. We want them to eventually get to that place. We want them to go further and get to the place because pop-pop or because great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa experienced it and he taught it to their children. Now, generations after, I was able to learn. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. I don't want to just merely protect my children from the past, folks. I want them to prepare for the future. And isn't this what we're doing here at Victory Baptist Church? Trying to reach a community and protect their future. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Lord, I just, the goal here, and I hope everyone in here understood, is that I just don't want the next generation to inherit our wounds or our past hurts. I just want them to inherit the wisdom of God. Because that's what God needs in my wounds. And I'm not saying I'm perfect or I'm good at it. I struggle, so. But it's your wisdom, God. It's your word that has carried me through and continues to. And I don't have any regrets when I do it your way, God. Thank you, Lord, for your message. Thank you for your truth and the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray. Folks, thank you for being here. You are dismissed. Yeah?